these people were Indian people. They were selling illegal medications that were not FDA approved or DEA registered. Okay. These people were convincing consumers into purchasing their medications that were not FDA approved or DEA registered. Okay. These people had a online website called CanadianPharmacyRx.com and GlobalMeds.com. Okay.
I don't know.
At the time that these people were arrested, your name happened to pop up inside their computers, attached with the tracking number of the medications that they were shipping out to you in the past. Okay. Were you aware that these Indian people were illegal at the time that this happened?
I have no idea what you're... okay, did you check to see if it was another Rosa Lopez? Because if you Google my name, you're going to find millions, I mean, maybe not millions, but hundreds of thousands of women. Did you check? How did you come up with me in particular?
No, because your name popped up with a tracking number of medications that were sent in the past.
To my address?
To an address tied.
No. I think you have the wrong lady. I think you have the wrong person, sir. No, I have not.
You're going to tell me that you never bought medications that you received in mail in the past?
Well, yeah, but not controlled substances. I purchased on Amazon and maybe on Target.com, but not... What did you say the website was?
Well, these people, they had fake websites, okay, and they were convincing consumers that they were legitimate, and in reality, they were not.